Yo, yo, and yo. What's up, everyone, and welcome to the 19th episode of the Sad Nazi EDH podcast. My name is Kian, otherwise known as Varlis, and joining me, as always, is my co-host, Adam, better known as Poppyphobia.
What's up, everybody?
And Kevin, otherwise known as Tashu.
Big goose.
Today's topic will be on the Great Purge of the DDB, where 47 decks were archived from the database for not being competitive in today's current meta. We're going to do a breakdown of our thoughts and opinions on the Purge, as well as what we think of the decks that were removed. But first, let's move to the upkeep.
Awesome. Thank you, Kian. So, to start with, we're going to shout out all of our high-tier patrons. Thank you to Doot, Usable Object, Senator Tom, Sora Flower, Scorus, Geo Justin, and Domino. The support from all of our patrons has been absolutely wonderful, and if you'd like to support us on Patreon as well, you can at patreon.com/sadnaws. For those of you that haven't heard, Kevin, Kian, and I are all going to be at Oktoberfest in 2 weeks, November 18th through the 20th, in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. It's going to be a CDH tournament that's being held by Monarch, and we will all be there competing, meeting friends and fans. So if you plan on going, make sure to come by and say hi, as we'd love to meet you or get a game with you. And finally, don't forget to smash that like button and hit subscribe. And for those of you listening on a podcast platform like Apple Podcasts or Spotify, make sure that you leave us a review and a rating because it helps us to reach new audiences. Thank you. And with that, I think we're going to move on to our main phase. So, as Kian said earlier, for today's topic, we're discussing a very controversial event that happened in the CDH community. We call it the Great Purge of the DDB. 2 weeks ago, 47 deck lists were removed from the main database and archived and moved to the archive section of the DDB. In other words, where deck lists go to die. These lists were removed for a lack of competitive viability or a lack of diversity comparative to quote-unquote better lists that already exist on the site. So before we give our opinions, I just want to share a small statement from the DDB staff team itself. The statement goes as such. After much deliberation, a lot of comments from submitters comparing their submission to something that's already on the DDB, and even more feedback about people struggling to find good starting lists, it was time for a change. In June, we put out a public feedback form to gauge what kind of lists, if any, should be moved to outdated to make the front page crisp and focused once again. We discussed the results within manager team and set cutoff points for how many votes something had to have for us to consider removing it, and ultimately, our decisions changed very little from public feedback. With 47 lists moving from the main page to outdated, of these, 6 lists, Bergi, Grenzo, Niv, Grolnok, Kess, and Brea, were all kept around even though they had a high number of removal votes. And 6 other lists, Arami, which was removed upon request, Bruce Kamal, Kalia, Kodama Silas, and Opus Thief got the axe regardless of public and reviewer votes. We mainly asked ourselves the question, does this deck do anything equally well or better as something else that we already display? And is this deck people look for often? So with that, we have a good idea or understanding of what this update was about. And so I think we can start to share our own opinions. So I'm going to ask you guys the questions. Looking at these lists that were removed, the 47 decks in total, what are your guys' opinions of this change to the DDB? And I think, Kevin, we can start with you.
I'm all for it. I don't like fluff. I don't like extra dumb shit. I think there's a lot of fucking bad decks that were on there. I think there are still a lot of bad decks that are on there. And that's fine. I mean, like, I've heard people say that the pilot's more important than the deck, right? I'm a little more skeptical on that. I think that there's some truth there, but I don't think that the deck is, you know, unimportant. I think if you tell people, like, oh, everything on the DDB is viable, and then you pick up some dumb shit like fucking X2's Adnaz, like, you're going to waste fucking $1,300 and be like, wow, this deck sucks fat fucking dick. I hate this. So, I like the Purge.
There goes our YouTube rating.
There goes our monetization. Oh, wait, yeah. We don't have any. Who cares?
I find it funny, Kevin, that you say you don't like fluff, because, like, you're generally a pretty fluffy guy. And so to hear that coming from me.
Bro, I've been losing weight for a reason. Get it slim and clean.
Kian, what about you? Like, what do you think about this update?
I think it's a good, I like the Purge. I think it's a good step in the right direction, right? Because this is the DDB crew basically telling us, hey, we know what the current meta climate is, and we know that there's a bunch of outdated decks in here, and we know that we are a resource for new players and old players alike that are, like, either getting in the format or want to see what's meta. Like it, the 47 decks are obviously not meta. So if someone goes in here, what can I play for Chaos 6? And they play some fucking
I've already got a Grolnok deck, I'll just convert it over.
They play fucking Ixtus and they're like, yeah, dude, this is meta now. It's like, no, it's not.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean,
I think it's good.
I definitely like am in the same camp as you guys. I definitely am very happy to see that, like, this kind of update made on the database. I think a lot of people for a long time, even us, because like we've been making database episodes since we started, have been very much like, what the fuck is this deck that just got approved to the Brewer's Corner? You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, this deck
doesn't
is
make
shit.
Sense.
It doesn't make sense. It's not very good. Why is it here? And then we see the following month it get added to the main database, and we're like, this is bullshit. We're like, this sucks. Or like, we'll see it a lot when they don't make it to the main database, and we'll be like, see, we told you guys this deck sucked before we even played it, you know? And so I think a lot of these decks that were on the database are kind of the same thing, where it's like, before you even play it, you can be like, this deck fucking sucks. You know, like the Exis deck is a really good example of like, this thing is a Mardu deck. It doesn't have Rog in it. It doesn't have Jeska in it. It doesn't even play Timna. So what the fuck is it doing? Because it's not, you know, like already there, I can tell it's not a great list. And, you know, that might be like real subjective, but it's definitely like how I feel as a player or as a pilot. And I think like our content specifically, Sadnaz, we're kind of geared towards the tournament player or the enfranchised player, right? We're not like geared towards
grinders. We like to think of ourselves that way.
Yeah.
I think a lot of new players come to us.
A lot of new players do come to us, but like a lot of those new players get kind of driven into the tournament meta, because that's what we like in CDH, is we like playing competitively. Like we play casually with our friends, but we enjoy like kind of like, let's see how good we can do compared to everyone, you know what I mean? And so like, when you consider that aspect of CDH, I think this update's like perfect. It's like, get these fucking shit decks that you would never want to bring to a tournament out of here, and let's cut the database down to the actually truly competitive decks. Even though like personally I think there's only like 20 decks that are really like that good, and then the rest
well,
of the
Well actually there's only 4 Rog Silas, Winota, Najeela, Blue Farm. That's the whole database.
Honestly, at this point, it's literally fucking Blue Farm, Najeela, fucking Rogbert, and Hampter.
Winota?
Hampter? No, Winota is way better than...
Hampter fucking shows up, bro. Shit's, where the fuck's Winota at?
Yeah, okay,
yeah. If you play turn one Oof by turn two Archon, you know you're doing something right.
Green, good do you know what, fucking color.
Do you know what else shows up? Fucking Dargo Sadar, which is what like Opal Wave keeps top 16ing and top 4ing tournaments with.
Yeah, because Dargo is fucking smoking methamphetamine, my guy. Hashtag fucking call out classic side part. Shit's broken.
I like Dargo. I just don't think like, I think that there's like, I don't know. I think those are decks where like a pilot definitely does better than a deck. But anyways, besides the point, like I think this is good for the database overall, right? Like you're cutting down a lot of fat, and you're eliminating a lot of decks that like just don't perform on the same level. And like, speaking of new players that we like our content, and we have a lot of new players in our Discord and people that are just getting into CDH. What I don't want is, I don't want a new player to come at the table and bring me a deck like, let's see, what's a good deck, for example. Come in with Momir Vig. And they're like, I love Momir Vig. I want to play Momir Vig. And then they come in our Discord and get waffle stomped because they're playing Momir Vig. It's like, hey, I don't want to like be the bearer of bad news, but this deck doesn't really compete anymore. It's not on the same level, especially when you're playing against top tier decks, when you're playing against Timna Thrass and good stacks decks like Hampter and Winota, or like just good turbo decks like Rog'Sai and the Mardu, you know, turbo deck. Like, you're just not going to win games on Momir Vig. And if you do win games, it's because someone made a mistake. And I think that it's like good to not introduce these decks as like, because the database is a starting point for new players, right? Like, if they want to get into CDH, they go on the database. And if you're going to pick like, oh, I really like playing, you know, Gruul, and then you go on the database and the only deck you see is Rurikthar, well, you know, Rurikthar isn't the best deck. So like, I don't know if it's a good deck for beginners. So it's just like shit like that. So I think overall this is like really good.
And then like they're recognizing that they're like a resource, and they have to adapt to how the CDH climate changes and over time.
Yeah, and in my conversations that I've like had with like Nadu and Sinestra and like some of these people that like help run the database, specifically database managers, that's something that they're very vocal about lately. Is like, we now understand that we're a resource, right? Like, we thought before that we were just making this list as an idea or as a thing. It's like, no, people use your list. They use the Decklist database as a resource, and there's a lot of weight to it. So you have to carry yourself as such. And so I think they're making changes to kind of reflect that. You know what I mean? And they're making a lot of these changes in a positive way, at least in my eyes. And I know a lot of other people don't really like always agree with that statement. But I think
it's because their list is what got removed.
there were some friends of mine that messaged me that like, they're like, I don't think this is great. And I looked up like the list I got removed. I'm like, well, four of your lists are on this on this removal list. So like, there might be a little bias there, but
100% truth only, no bias.
Yeah, that's what we are here at SatNaw. This is the 100% truth only, no bias. So like, kind of on that topic, right? Like of our opinions, like we all seem to be in the camp of like, oh, like, this is good overall for the database. But like, can you guys see any negatives that might come with this or any concerns of like, hey, we're just going to axe 47 lists and say that these aren't good anymore? Do you think that there's any like negatives that can come with that?
Absolutely. I think so. I mean, I was actually going to ask tangentially related question. You know, I think early on in one of our podcasts, you know, we mentioned, hey, just like play the game. Like, you know, you don't have to play the most top tier decks ever. Like, just because it's not on the DDB or whatever, like, you know, feel free to explore. And I constantly have people coming into our Discord server that are brand new to the game, and they're like, hey, I want to play this deck. I really like this deck. It's casual. I kind of want to amp it up. Or, like, I saw this list, and I really liked it. And they always say, the first fucking thing I always hear is, but I want to make my own. And I'm torn, because I'm like, I don't want to stifle your creativity. I don't want to tell you that you can't play whatever deck you want. This is CDH.
Fuck stifle. Like, I'll trick bind your creativity.
Right? Like, I don't want to get tails ended. But it's hard for me because I'm like, you don't know the format yet. You do not know how to build a good deck. You should look at this super lean DDB that only has like 35 lists on it. And you should pick one of those and play them, because it's basically our fucking precons for CDH, right? Just fucking play the blue farm precon. You know, only $33,000 or whatever. I think the downside is that it does reinforce this sort of fucking gamer nerd version of, like, just play Blue Farm. People being dismissive and just, like, automatically, like, not wanting to explore other options and other ideas. But I think most players should come into a very crisp and clean DDB and know that every list there is a good choice. Then once you've got your foot into the format, then you're like, okay, I want to fuck around. I want to play this dog shit three-color deck that was printed in 2007. Like, let's play this commander. Like, let's make this work.
Yep.
I think that's actually a good point that I do want to discuss. Because, like, that does happen a lot where people are like, this is what I want to play. And we did, like, very early on. And I think it's fair because opinions change. But very early on, we were like, hey, doesn't matter what you play. Play what you want. It doesn't matter if it's on the DDB. Like, you can make a list as competitive as you want. And I do think that still holds true. I just think that if you're a newer player, it's a lot harder to do that, right? Like, I think if all three of us were like, hey, we want to make a competitive list, we could go pick any commander out of the bargain bin and make a competitive list out of it. Because most colors have archetypes, and we can just fit those commanders into an archetype regardless, and we can make a deck that wins games. I don't think that that's really hard. But when you have a newer player that doesn't understand the format and doesn't understand the nuances and the niche and like everything that comes with it, there's like this idea, and I'm guilty of it, I think we're all guilty of it, of being like, I want to be a brewer and I want to make my own list and see where it takes me. And it's like, ah, you know, it's like like you said, it's really tough. And I think that something like this with the DDB kind of helps with that, because if you're going to point at it as a resource, you want the list to be concise, you want them to be tight, you want them to be good and compete, so that when people get into this format for the first time, they have a lot of success. So
right, and that brings up another point that I was going to add, because like with the 47 lists coming off, right, they're all people that have invested like time and shit into their list. And it works in their meta, but they're like, this list is really good right now in my meta. Why did you guys remove it? It works. It wins games. It's like, sure, any CDH deck can win games, but like, is it really as like clean cut and like you were saying, crisp as it could be? Are you on like new tech or like, are you on old tech? Are you on like Cephalid Coliseum? Do you have enough like artifacts? Are you on like Mindbreak Trap? You know, like certain calls, certain meta calls that are becoming very more like apparent in like today's climate. And it just like sucks for the people that have invested the time in that deck to now just their list be discarded because it's like, oh, it's old or outdated. But
at the same time, people spend years, decades training and practicing to go to the Olympics and then get fucking seventh place. Like, sometimes you bust your ass and you don't make it there. Like, it sucks, you know? Like, just because you put a lot of time in doesn't mean that you deserve to be there. It's not your fault. You may have put more effort into that list than anyone's ever put into anything that's not fucking Gitrog. And if your deck's not good, your deck's just not going to stay around. Like, I think personally, and this is maybe a more controversial opinion, but I think there should be different tiers on the DDB. I think there should be, like, a competitive... I mean, they kind of do with the drop-downs.
I agree. No, I agree.
Like, it should say, like, this is tier one-ish. Like, this is, like, you will see this in a tournament, and this is very likely to win tournaments. Yeah. And then, you know, maybe, like, less played, and then, like, and then you say the fucking the bad decks.
Like, I think that's a good idea, right? Like, I 100% agree with you that they should do that, but I think finding, like, that tiered list that everybody agrees on is going to be, next to impossible. Like, if they wanted to, maybe might make, like, a tournament... CDH deck lists that are going to perform well, and then like the other crap.
Yeah, I do think like when you think about like the negatives that are going to come with this update, that's definitely like a big one, is like brewers and people feeling like bad about their list being removed. Especially like when you come from a place where like the format has been very, very accepting of like the different types of archetypes and decks that we see. So, like, that is definitely, like, a negative that I would be concerned about. But something that I think is even more important that I've heard from other people that's been expressed is the idea of stunting diversity in the format. So, basically, like, by limiting the amount of lists and the amount of decks that you can have on the database, you're putting out this idea that, because this is how people carry the database, that any deck that's not on this list is no longer at all competitive. And like that people can't explore lists outside of the lists that are on the database because they'll be basically shunned and like thrown out or cast away as like, you're not really playing CDH, you're just playing high power. And so like, I can even bring up like some references of like some wording that someone used when they were like describing this to me. But it definitely made me think, like step back and think really, really hard about what does this really mean for the format overall? Because like there's thousands of people that play this game. And like for us as enfranchised players that have learned and played and made these decisions on our own, we'll be like, yeah, those decks fucking suck. Like we don't want to play with them, blah, 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 blah. But as a newer player who's like trying to explore the format or gain interest in the format, there might be a deck that you want to play or want to brew that you don't see an option for. And therefore, you'll never get into CDH because of it. Does that make sense? So that was something that I'd seen like expressed by other people. So what do you guys think about like that idea?
I don't know, man. It's weird because like CDH is, I mean, in our little fucking cringy Magic universe, right? Like it's the big leagues. Like it is not something that you just fucking walk up to and step on the plate. Like you don't show up and play major leagues on day one. And that's not to say like I want to gatekeep people. Like I don't at all. I just want people to have realistic expectations. Like, and that's where I like the idea of tier lists. Like if you play this deck, like yeah, sure, it's not very creative, it's very explored, but it will perform. And then I think it's like the whole fucking like putting label stickers on freaking alcohol and cigarettes and stuff, like warning, like Surgeon General recommends that this is a terrible deck and you will lose because of it. Like slap that on these bad decks so that when you pick up these bad decks, you're like, oh, well, I can't ignore this fucking dude's face on the front of it that he's losing. Like he looks like he's losing. That's going to be me.
That should be in their primer. You will lose because of this deck choice.
Like, okay, let me tell you. I love Gave. I have a casual Gave deck. I have tried to make it competitive. I have played the competitive version. The one that got ripped off sucks. And it fucking feels bad because I want that deck to be good, and it just is not. And until something crazy gets printed for it, it won't be. So I don't... I almost got sucked into being tricked to playing it because I love Gave so much. And it would have been a lot of money wasted, a lot of time wasted, when it could have been spent somewhere else. So, as much as I don't want to stifle people and like keep them from enjoying the format the way they want to, I think there's got to be a big asterisk of like, some of these games are hard. Like, you like crippling yourself with a worse deck, as much as it's a little gatekeepy, like, it's going to make you feel bad. And I would rather you be a little bored than feel bad and quit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I should think they... I lost my train of thought.
Really? Wow.
All right. Should these brewers building shitty decks be held responsible for people's wasted money?
Yes, we should.
Because like it, like they got like if you make like a five color like shithole deck, right? Like anything besides Kenrith or Sisse or whatever, they buy all the duels and Mox Diamonds, but they don't win a game.
We're just gonna ignore Najeela.
Oh, excuse me, brother?
I said bad deck.
You said any deck. You said any deck that isn't Kenrith or something else. Like,
all right, whatever, Najeela. I'm not... like if they buy the duels, right? Like, that, they just wasted a lot of money, and then they
can't do anything else. I get where you're coming from. That, this is never going to happen, right? Like, people are never going to be like, oh, like, you're responsible for making me waste $700 on a foil Mox Diamond, even though it's playable in every deck. I want my money back. Let me speak to your manager, Mr. Deck-based manager. But yeah, like, I think that... you know what I would like is a fucking review system, or like a starring system. Like, how good do you think this deck is? 1 out of 5, 10 out of 5, whatever. How fun do you think this deck is? Like, how unique do you think this deck is? Like, that would be so cool if you could have ratings and then change them over time or something. Because, like, Blue Farm would be, like, 5 out of 5 playable, 1 out of 5 fun. Like, you just fucking play the deck because it's good.
That would actually give people...
This is true.
Like, that'd be cool. Like, sure, people could abuse it and, like, put meme decks at the top. But I think it would be fun to be like, this deck is really, really fun, but God, it sucks ass. Just don't play it.
That would be actually a really cool way to organize the database. I think that would be awesome. If you had like a system where on the database itself, you could be like, all right.
Like a rating system.
You can rate these decks 1 to 5 stars. And every deck would have a rating. And you could sort these decks by their ratings. So you can sort by color, newest, by the names, and then by its rating. And then you can see like, what are all the 5-star decks that people think are the best decks out there? And like, you'd see decks that people really enjoy playing. Like, I'm sure that you would see decks like Blue Farm on there. I'm sure you'd see decks like Rog'Sai on there. But then you'd also see decks like Kinnan on there, right? Or decks that people really, really enjoy playing and have a really fun time playing. And then it would be cool to be able to see like, these are the decks that are most enjoyed in the format. And you could take decks with 1 stars and get them the fuck off the database, you know? Like, nobody wants...
Yeah, and I think that'd be a good self-filtering system. Because, like, on eBay, when you buy a Magic card. When you buy anything off of eBay, when you're done, they're like, was the item as described? Like, you can say 5 stars. Like, did it ship on time? 5 stars. Like, how was their communication? 4 stars. And, like, you can look at a seller and be like, wow, they always sell really good, really cheap items, but their shipping time sucks ass. Like, am I okay with that? Fuck it. Buy now. Right? I would love to do that with decks. I would love to be like, wow, Chunky Puppo Goes Bonk is fucking fun, and everyone loves it, but it's not as good as Teemer Pyrus. Okay, I have accepted that, and I am moving forward. At least you should, have a little section on the side that also says related decks, and, like, decks that do the same thing, and it's just a link to 3 or 4.
So what you're saying is you want the DDB to have more community involvement?
That'd be cool. I think
that's not allowed. That's not
yo yo.
We don't do that here.
We can't have community input, Kevin.
I like how Kevin has given 3 ideas to reformat the DDB in like less than 10 minutes.
Yeah, I'm gonna sleep for half this fucking episode.
Is that our overall outcome? Is like the DDB's not that hard. We could do it.
I actually hard disagree there. I think it's probably a fuckload of
it's
work.
It's hard.
Trust me, I know it's hard. I talked to the people that run it. I would not want anything to do with it. We all have the option to become database reviewers. Like, if we wanted to, we could submit the application, and I'm sure that we would get accepted. But you know what?
I would just deny most of it.
I don't want any part of that. I don't want any of the responsibility. I just want to sit back in my office chair and criticize without any repercussions.
Sit on our thrones and criticize. Because that's another thing about, like, the Magic community. Like, as much as they do good, they're a bunch of little shits. If they don't, if your deck gets rejected, they're going to be on your ass. They're like, why didn't my deck go through in the database?
Yeah, it's pretty.
It has all the things you need.
It's pretty alarming.
Not running Adnaz or in a Rog Silas list or something. It's like, come on, bro.
When you see like after every update, because like we pay pretty close attention to these updates and like when things go down, and like after an update, when you see all the replies and all the comments of like, what the fuck, this is bullshit, my deck didn't make the I'm like, whoa, dude.
Whoa, like, relax, dude.
Like, I'm sure your deck is still fine. Like, you don't gotta worry about it, man. Like, you know, but it's just kind of like how things go down. So yeah, I just find that shit really funny. But yeah, I would want nothing to do with like reviewing or working on the data. No. It's so much work, and like it's you get zero praise. Like, everybody just hates every decision you make. So,
as we're doing right now, which I will pause at this moment to say, honestly, I fucking love the DDB. Like, the DDB is the most valuable goddamn thing for just Magic that I've had in such a long time. I love it. The only thing I would like more, and this is never going to happen, but Duel Links as a game sucks ass, but they have this great website called Duel Links Meta. It's fucking awesome. You take a card, you search a card, and it tells you this deck, this card is played in these decks and this percentage. You can click on the deck and get deck lists from it, and it's fucking cool. You
so
can
like MTG wow. Goldfish?
Yeah, you just kind want MTG of, but, Goldfish for it.
But, it does. But like better. Just a little better. A little bit of Excel documentation and some fucking tables and shit. You can have the whole thing sorted in like 20 minutes, guy.
But so yeah, you're signing yourself up for free labor, is what you're saying?
Not free, but sure, we'll do it. I don't know. Honestly, I love the DDB, and I think it's a super valuable tool. I just think that I would love for them to have a way to have more resources to be able to add some more cool shit, basically.
No, you need more resources, though. And the DDB doesn't have a Patreon or anything like that. It's just like volunteer kindness of your own heart type of shit.
Yeah.
You'll run a tournament where people have to pay to get in, and the prizes will be, we'll give all the money to the DDB. There we go. Easy.
I mean, what does that do, though? Like, what does that money do for that? Because, like,
we'll
have
them $36 and be like, here you go. here's your fucking development money.
I was going to say, like, they have web developers that work for them. It's just like, it's all whenever they got time, they do it, and, you know, yada, yada, yada. So it's like a big hassle. So I get it. But I do enjoy the DDB as a resource. I think I think it's really great for the community and what they do. And I think that updates like this are important because of that. But also, like, you know, there's a lot. It goes deep. You know what I mean? It goes deep. But, Kian, do you want to move on to like what we got going on next, our next question?
Oh, sure. So, out of all the lists, what are some that you see, or what are some of the lists that you see that you don't believe should have been removed, and why? So, there's 47 entries. Kevin, I'll start with you. Do you see any lists, if any?
Let me go through the list real quick and see if there's anything. I've heard of Zombies Cool, haven't played it yet myself. I think Gruul Snoot probably should not have been taken off. I don't know if it has the right commander for it, but I think it's a very interesting archetype that's like very different than most other win conditions. And I don't know, I feel like Snoop is kind of underutilized. Maybe I'm crazy. I think Kalamax could have stayed, but then again, I feel like it's not the best Teemer Breach deck. Muldrotha probably needed to go. What else is on here? Opus Thief, I mean, I kind of agree with. I don't know, I feel like most... It's Salvala. I'll say Twiddlestorm. That deck was unique enough, and sure, probably it's not great. It's not going to win any tournaments anytime soon, but I don't know. It's kind of a boomer deck. It's like, it's fucking... Don't get rid of it, bro. It's the original... The thing before the Oreo cookie. What was that piece of shit called? Whatever that was. That was the original. That was the OG, bro. There was some shitty cookie before the Oreo that Oreo copied, and now Oreo got popular. Anywho, the fucking whatever that thing is. I like Salvala. My answer is Salvala. That is the one that probably shouldn't have been removed just because it's unique. It's cool.
All right. For me, I would say that, like, if I'm looking at these decks and I was going to have to pick one that I think shouldn't have been removed, there's a few that I think are, like, actually playable. So going down the list, I would say that, I mean, Grand Arbiter Augustine, I don't think is unplayable. I don't think it's a good deck, but I think that, like, archetype, the Azorius stacks, I think that Grand Arbiter Augustine was, like, the poster child for that archetype, right? And so, like, there's a reason to have that on the database, I think. You also have, like, Kalamax. Kalamax is actually, like, a really cool deck. I see Spleenface play it all the time. I've lost to it quite a bit. Under a good pilot, that deck performs, like, really, really well. So I really enjoy that list, like, as a list itself. Other than that, like, some good, like, other good decks. I think Kroxa is a deck that, like, we like as a, like, just a play group. Like, Kroxa is really fun. So
super fun.
And to see, like, Rakdos, like, mill, like, attack is, like, it's a cool archetype that you don't see a whole ton. Outside of that, let's see. Marath got taken off. My boy Kai plays Marath. He fucks people up on that deck. I really enjoy Marath as a list. That deck, I think, is, like, worth it to keep on. At least the Zoo variant. And then Nimrus. I love Nimrus. Sakara plays Nimrus a lot. Sakara actually brought Nimrus to, like, the top of the MLC when I was playing in that. That deck is just amazing. I think that it's underrated for a Dimir deck. I think if you've got decks like Oscar on there, then you should be able to play Nimrus because it's just, like, card advantage out of the command zone. And then other than that, there wasn't, like, a ton on there. I think Teshar as a mono white deck is really good. I think using KCI as a combo is just, like, really unique. And it does, I guess, like, if you could have the argument that it's similar to Walking Ballista Heliod and the fact that it does artifact combos and is a stacks deck that doesn't run artifact hate, sure. But I think it performs well. I've seen it perform well. So, you know, those are, like, decks that I look at that I'm like, these decks shouldn't have been removed. Like, 47 is quite a big number. But, you know, I'm willing to make those sacrifices for the betterment of the DDP. But what about you, Kian? Are there any decks on there that, like, you feel really strongly about?
I think Grand Arbiter, I think, is, like, no. I'm in the same boat as you. Not as good, but it's, like, it's still playable. Like, it still does its thing. I think Jessica Krom could be playable. You know, like, the whole is it archetype is going to do its thing regardless. And, like, Jessica for board control plus an infinite mana loop or outlet, and then Krom, pretty good. Other than that, I don't really see anything else, personally. As much as I like Kroxa, I don't think it's that good.
Kind of there, too. Thoughts on Kaikar? I feel like the deck is okay. I mean, I've only seen it a few times. It's kind of a stormy Jeskai deck. It's probably not better than Bird Woman, yeah. But, like, you know, it's still cool.
It's there.
Yeah, I think that, like, overall, most of these decks deserve to be removed. But there are a few that stand out, I think, above the rest as, like, these decks are good. Right? Like, they win games. And, like, it matters that these decks win games. So, like, I think that there's, like, an argument for why these decks shouldn't be removed. I think another deck I forgot to mention, I'll put it out there because I know I'll get freaking DMs if I don't. Let me make sure that it's on here before I say anything bad about it. Yeah, Riel. I was going to say Riel. Riel is, like, my buddy Noobs' deck. Noobs loves that deck. Noobs performs, like, amazing with that deck and performs better than most people do on a list like Riel. I really like it. It's very fun. And I think that that list is, like, also underrated. I think that most, like, I guess a common theme between most of these lists, if you were going to pick one, is that pilot skill is a huge variable to how well that they perform. If you're a good pilot that has experience with these decks, you're going to take down pods. Like, that's a no-brainer. But the problem is that the average player cannot. And I think that a lot of these decks kind of fall into that category, right? Like, I brought up Marath with Kai. Kai loves Marath. That's, like, one of his main decks. And he kicks ass with it. But that's Kai. If Kian, if you picked up Marath, I don't think you could play it as well as Kai can. And, like, there's reasons for that, right? So I think that this is very much, like,
03 drop, big fan.
03 drop, big fan, right? Like, you know? It's the truth.
Yeah, and I think a lot of these lists, on top of having the like large pilot skill required, I feel like there's the issue of sort of self-handicapping, where even if you are an actual god, some little fucking brainlet could play a different deck in the same colors with slightly different commanders, and they're going to have similar or even better results than you. And it's like, I get where you're coming from. Like, you might love this deck, but it's hard to recommend to someone else when you've spent years mastering it and you're just barely on par with other people who pick up the deck, a different deck a week ago. So, I don't know. I don't see the point of making your life harder than necessary just to learn a deck. I mean, again, if you love it, sure, fuck it. Like, I can't tell you no, and I think you should have the power to play it. Just know that going in, and I think moving these to the outdated list kind of puts a big sticker on them of, be careful.
Yeah.
No, absolutely. I agree.
Oh, by the way, the cookie I was thinking of was called Hydrox. Nobody's heard of it.
What?
It's supposed to be better.
I'm looking this
up. The Hydrox cookie. Oreo copied them. Yep.
Hydrox cookie.
Yeah, dude, straight up. This is very magic related, obviously.
Oh, they still exist.
Yeah, they still exist. That was the original like chocolate cookie with a cream filled center, and Oreo fucking copied them and then got popular, so they couldn't win their lawsuits.
That's so there you insane. Go.
That's Salvala. That's that cookie.
Salvala is Hydrox. But yeah, I think that before we move into the next topic, Kian, you've got something you want to talk about.
Yeah, so moving on to the best segment of the show, obviously. The flavor text of the week. For those of you that are just tuning in or don't know what this segment is, it's where we try to stump you, the audience, and the guys on the podcast with some challenging flavor text trivia. If you'd like to participate, listen carefully, and put your answer in our Discord channel, the flavor text judge, for a chance to win a free pack on us. So let's get started. Kevin's getting pre-gaming for this flavor text. All right. So this one is not a typical Kian flavor text. Okay. It's playable in CDH. Okay. So superior force meets woefully inadequate object. What paradox were you expecting? As Zaguri, Archmage of Evo's Isle.
Oh, that's got to be blue of some source, because the superiority complex of blue is real.
I'll say it again. Superior force meets woefully inadequate object. What paradox were you expecting? Azguri, Archmage of Evo's Isle.
Can you spell Azguri? Is it easy?
This isn't ours, is it?
Yeah.
Is this not ours?
No, this is yours.
Fuck.
Oh, this is ours?
That's what I thought. Okay.
Yeah.
It's ours. Okay. Azguri.
I wasn't paying attention because I thought it was for the listeners.
Bro, I
home.
Took a fucking triple shot. Jesus Christ, pay attention.
Okay,
I am going to guess this is Azorius colored off of my intuition. I'm also going to guess that it's an instant. I don't know.
You think it's Dovin's Veto? That's the only one that
No, it wouldn't. Dovin's Veto. There's some Dovin shit on there, I'm pretty sure.
Plus Dovin's Time Veto, Sieve.
Arguably
Time Sieve.
Not playable. Time Sieve.
It's Azorius. Tivit. Is it Tivit?
It might be blue-black, though, because they're also kind of assholes.
Limduel's Vault. Say it again.
Superior force meets woefully inadequate object. What paradox were you expecting? Azguri, Archmage of Evo's Isle.
Paradox Engine.
That's not legal, you dumb.
I said it's
it was
playable.
CDH playable, though.
Yeah, it is, but it's literally not playable. You
it's
can't
CDH
play it.
Playable today.
Today. Possibility Storm.
Superiority in
that. That has too much text on it for there to be flavor text.
I'm almost wanting to say it's Gruul now that I'm thinking of it, because they're like, we're big and strong and superior. And
what makes you think it's a two-color card?
I just fucking spitballing, bro.
Kian,
I'm just thinking.
Can you read it for us one more time?
I'm writing it down this time. Hold on. Okay.
Superior force.
Okay, wait. Kevin, look in the reflection of his glasses. Maybe we can see what the card is.
Superior force. Meets woefully inadequate object. What paradox were you expecting? Azguri, Archmage of Evo's Isle.
Okay, Kevin, this is how you get flavor text. You ready? Is it a monocolored card, Kian?
I'm not even going to start there. I think we could get there. We're not going to get there.
Is it a monocolored card? Okay, I just want Kevin to stop saying, it's Gruul, it's Azorius.
I said it could be, you fucking fuck.
Okay, it's monocolored.
It's gotta be blue, there's no way, dude. A, whatever fucking dumb fuck island, Archmage, right? You got Superior Force jerking themselves off because they're so smart, calling the other person inadequate. Again, classic blue fucking cringe lord shit. Mm. The word paradox, those other four colors can't even fucking spell that shit.
Red can spell blue. Paradox.
I don't think they can. They're pretty fucking dumb. Red player's dumb.
Red can spell possibility and burn.
No, they can't. They just fucking do the spells and see what happens. Blue card. God, I don't know. Is it Tail's End? That's not very playable. It's very playable. Is it an instant? That's my one guess. I think it's an instant. It's a blue instant. It's a counterspell. I fucking know it. Because every counterspell's like, you're a fucking idiot. I'm so much smarter than you. Like, that's every counterspell flavor text. It's agree.
I'll say use context clues.
Context clues. Oh. Aha, it's in a list that got removed.
Interesting.
Maybe. More applying to what we've said over the course of this episode.
Christ, I don't fucking remember. It's probably played in Grolnok, which is a shit deck. What else have we talked about? It's probably related to the number 19. It's got to be about Scorish. That's what it's about.
I have no idea what this one.
Cav was right. It's a counterspell. Kind of.
I fucking know it's a counterspell.
It's a counterspell, kind of?
Kind of counterspell. Is it a permanent?
Tobalt's Trickery.
No, it's not.
No, that says counter target spell.
Oh. Yeah. Kind of a
Mind Break Trap.
No. We already established it's blue. So
Mind Break Trap?
Mind Break Trap?
Because it's kind of a counterspell.
Kind of a counterspell.
What's kind of a counterspell?
It interacts with stuff on the... I don't know.
Misdirection.
No, it interacts. It doesn't really interact with stuff on the stack.
Doesn't interact with stuff on the stack.
By people casting spells, it interacts with other triggers.
Stifle. Trick bind.
Counterbalance.
Stifle.
It's stifle? Okay. That makes sense. We kept saying stifle creativity.
I said use your context clues.
Bro, I fucking do not remember anything. What episode are we on?
19.
I don't know, dude. Maybe 20? No, joke. All right, and then one for you guys at home. This is going to be a pretty easy one. Tomorrow belongs to those who prepare for today. Did I say this one already? Tomorrow belongs to those who prepare for it today. That's all I'm giving you.
I feel like I've heard that one before, but I don't know.
I think I might have said that one.
Well, we're going to find out.
I can pick a new one. It's not like we're professional.
All right, you know what? Fuck it. We're doing a new one.
Oh, we switched up. Scorish is already looking it up right now.
Dude,
and we're
man's
going
to get cucked. You get one guess, and if you change your guess, you don't get to do it again.
You'll love to see it. All right. Wait, that's... Nope. That one? Yeah.
You see our creative process.
This one's funny. Okay. An angel appeared in the smoldering skies above the fray. Her clothes as flames, her arrow as fire. Hymn of angel fire. Okay. Moving on. Question four.
But
yeah.
Okay. Were there any lists that stood out as head and shoulders above the rest as bad decks? All 47 of them. Keck. No.
Yeah, there are a couple decks that, boy, I think they need to be moved from, out of date to never were in date.
So
I'm going to start with Zaxxara. Deck is hot trash. It's barely playable and casual. I will go ahead and also throw in... what was the one I fucking had earlier? X2's Adnaz. Deck is worse than hot trash. Literally, don't waste your money. Adam, any thoughts?
No, I agree with those. So, decks that I think are head and shoulders worse than the rest... let's see here. Remember when we shit talked Lannis when it first got onto the database? Lannis Clues is one of those decks that I'm like, get this shit the fuck out of here. Lavinia is a deck I've been low on for the longest time. Azorius Dex isn't that great. Lavinia's cool, but I think Lavinia works really good in the 99. I know that like one of my friends, Matt Sperling, he's been putting Lavinia in Blue Farm. Actually kind of gas. But other than that, like some of the like those are the types of things that like I look at. Like Atla, Shuffle, fucking garbage. Arami, Amanatu, fucking garbage. You know what I mean?
Yeah, Anamata was fucking terrible.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
Amanatu's fucking garbo.
You said Anununtau, or what did you call it?
And I don't know. Fucking the Amanatu? Child.
I know what you said, Kian, but Kevin's.
I don't honestly remember it this morning.
How can I say words better than you can? That doesn't make sense.
I had my funny liquid.
You had one shot, and the guy's like,
you
whoa,
had one shot, and now you're like, oh, I'm
it was
drunk.
Three. No, it was three doubles, is what it was.
That was not three doubles.
This thing is a double.
Dude,
I don't know what
three
it
doubles would be like. Not.
It was a lot. I'm going to tell
bro,
you.
Three doubles would be like, listen, all right,
unimportant,
so double.
Unimportant. Oak and Zender split is fucking trash. The second word has four, fuck, five, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven. No vowels at all in that motherfucker. Trash.
Deck. And Oak and Zender split. Oh, man.
I think Tygum's pretty bad, too.
Tygum turns? Yeah.
I think there are better turns decks. I mean, funny Bonky Puppy is better as a turns deck.
I mean, Narset's also in there as a turns deck. I think Narset's better than Tygum.
I think Narset's one of the best turns decks, if we're going to talk about turns decks.
Actually, no, it's not. Rog'Silas is.
Well,
kind of true, honestly, at this point, with how fucking ridiculous that deck's getting.
Yeah, with the three extra turn spells.
I don't know. Another...
I've been really low on Hapatra for a while. I don't know if it's head and shoulders worse, but I think it's one of the worst.
I was going to meme about Hapatra because we got people in our Discord that love Hapatra, but the deck's just fucking bad.
You know what's like, another green-black deck that preys on mid-range decks really well and has a fast combo plan?
What?
I don't think I got to say. Ribbit.
Grolnok? Yeah, why is Grolnok still on the database? Can we talk about that?
Up. Yeah, okay, let's just bitch about the fucking shitty frog for a second. That motherfucker was in the list of got voted to be taken off, and then they didn't. Fuck you, that frog sucks.
Wait, was it really? Wait.
Yes.
There can only be one frog.
Bergy, Grenzo, Niv, Grolnok, Kess, and Brea. Okay, but see, all those lists besides Grolnok don't deserve to be taken off. Mayby Brea. But like,
so Bergy is interesting. I'll give you that one. Grenzo is very, very weird. It's one of the weirdest combo decks, and it's in a color that you wouldn't expect it for, right? Like, who the fuck plays red-black bottom-of-the-deck manipulation, right? Okay, Niv-Mizzet is kind of just bad team or Pirates, but it's still pretty playable deck. Like, fucking Kess is Grixis, so she's fucking fine. And then Brea is just bad blue farm, but she's one of the better bad blue farms, so I understand that, right? Grolnok is head and shoulders one of the worst fucking decks you can play in two colors. Trash. Get the frog out of here.
Yeah, Grolnok.
I don't know. I don't understand if all this is coming from you accurately analyzing the situation, or are you just being a Git Rock player? Or both.
Listen, apes together strong. Frogs together weak. One frog ran below them all.
What about like Tatsunori Toad Rider?
Trash. Cute trash. Get out of here.
Isn't that like the one that you can play Grolnok and Gitrog in?
Yeah, and it's bad.
If you wanna play it. Yeah, you wanna play Frog Tribal.
Yeah, if I'm gonna go play Funsy Times.
Why would you do that?
At the table.
I think
we've covered most of the super shit decks though.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's not a lot of super shit decks. I mean, there were 47 of them, and they all got removed, so that's what matters.
So there is a lot of super shit decks.
I mean, they're here. Like, why the fuck would you ever play Emery when Urza exists? And again, gatekeepy, but like, you're gonna play a mono blue artifact deck? Are you fucking serious?
Urza is just the one way good. Better. Like, as much as I like Arkham, Arkham's like such a boomer deck. Like,
but it's not bad.
It's not bad, but it's a boomer deck.
Stop him there. Of course the boomer would say that the boomer deck's not bad.
It won a thing recently. I forgot where, but it won some.
No. Teferi won. Teferi? Yeah,
Arkham did not
win. I thought Arkham won something.
No. Arkham won
Arkham, like, as soon as you play an Oppo, they just lose.
Oh, yeah. It's an old deck. It's a bad deck.
Yeah, but you'd think that with Teferi, as soon as someone plays a creature, you just lose. But apparently, that deck found a way to win the game.
Fuck it. So, yeah, those are the lists I think are the shittiest. So, I think we're good on that question.
All right. Well, then let's move on to our last topic of discussion for today. Guys, is this a good update for CEDH overall?
I'd say so.
Yeah.
I think we kind of already covered it. I think we'd already kind of like answered this in part, you know, like at the beginning when we were like, what are our opinions? And we're like, yeah, this is all good for like the CDH as a whole. Not only because the database is finally learning, I guess, like their place in our community, like they're realizing that it's a resource. But it's also good for new players getting in the format to like have a chance, I guess, against the current meta. I don't know. Overall, yes, good.
Same boat. Overall, good. It's not perfect. I mean, as we pointed out, there are some problems with it. However, I think the upsides are far, far bigger than the downsides. And that outweighing, I would say, justifies this purge. I think they could justify another purge in a couple months and do it again.
I mean, I think that they should do this pretty often. It's probably good to continue to do this kind of stuff. And then, just to keep things up to date and keep things fresh. You know what I'm saying? So, I think, when it comes into, overall for CDH, this is probably the best thing that they could have done to the database. As much as people have been asking for these types of things and asking for these types of updates, to finally listen and show the people that participate in the community, hey, you have a voice and your voice is heard. This is our feedback, or this is the result of your voice, I think is amazing for the format as a whole. So, yeah, I'm, very happy with this update, and I think that it is great for CDH overall. Because when you look at, the amount of community members that, when this happened, were like, yes, this is amazing, finally. You know what I mean? It showed. And it played a really, really big role in that. So, yeah, I think this update is great for CEDH as a whole. But we will see. I don't know. Our opinions could change in a year when they bring all these deck lists back and then we do the CEDH revival episode. And then we talk about the revival after the purge, you know? So it's one of those things.
They went down by the river and had a good old-fashioned southern revival with Grolnok as the head priest.
Take that fucking frog, hold it above water, and drown it.
I'm going to get you a Gitrog altar, but it's going to just be Grolnok.
Grolnok. I think that would not be...
All right, if anybody that is watching this, send Kevin an altered Gitrog that's a Grolnok.
No, just send Kevin Grolnok memes. We're going to change the Hamter channel to Grolnok.
Grolnok. Or better yet, just keep sending Kev Grolnoks in the mail. Yeah. So he just gets a constant stream.
You know what? While you're at it, send me all of your pennies. I will fucking throw them in the trash where they belong.
What?
Oh, I have a thing where every time I have a penny, I throw it away. I hate pennies. I've probably thrown away $6 in pennies throughout my life. I just fucking hate pennies. If I can help get rid of the penny, I'm doing my part. It's literally a felony I am admitting on camera. I fucking hate pennies. I hate them. Fuck pennies.
That's such a wild opinion.
I will never budge on that opinion either.
You know what?
Talk about the penny.
I can get behind it, Kev. Too. I'm there.
Thank you. Just bump up to the quarter. We're fucking fuck a penny.
Fuck not even
nickel,
a dime?
Fuck the dime. We're only doing quarters here. You understand? No pennies.
My man understands. I'm not buying a steak sandwich with fucking dimes.
Damn right.
You're on thin ice, dime.
I only want George Washington's up in this bitch. That's it.
Yeah. So, I'm with you. Fuck a frog. Bad deck. Get out of here.
Fuck a frog. Yo, is that what you do, bro?
Dude, Kevin.
Are you the one turning the frogs gay? Or
why do you think I've been winning so much with Gitrog?
All right. Anyways, so I think that's going to be it for our main topics for this episode. But I guess do we just skip the feeding the fish, or do we do it anyways?
No, we got 12 minutes. We got to do it. Let's go. Speed run.
So for feeding the fish this week, for those of you that don't know, Feeding the Fish is a game where there are 4 or 5 minute rounds. In this case, because there's only three of us, we're only going to do three. For each round, each person on the podcast has 2 minutes. It's usually less to feed the fish and pick a topic and defend that topic on the theme for each week. Then the fish or the rest of the podcast have 3 minutes collectively. It's usually shorter to either agree or disagree with the defending speaker. All time is uninterrupted, and there are no rebuttals. So, for today's Feeding the Fish, we will be covering decks that remain on the DDB that we think still need to be removed.
Does Kevin even need a go? Because, like, here it is.
So, let's get these hot takes started. Kevin, what's a deck that you think doesn't belong on the DDB?
Okay. I got to find the list so I remember the name of the person. Scrolling. What's the name of the person? I gotta sort by colors because I fucking don't remember. I remember. Okay. My easy answer is Old Stick Fingers. That is not my answer. My meme answer is Silas Rog because that is a bad deck.
Oh my
that
god.
Is a bad take, and that is not my answer. My hot answer is 4-color Omnath. That deck is 4 colors, and as you know, I jerk off 4-color decks because they're good. It is one of the least playable 4-color decks that I have ever seen. I don't fucking know why. It just isn't good. Fuck that deck. I don't have a lot to say about it. I like Omnath. I don't like that Omnath. I genuinely think the 3-color version is better. And if you're going to play 4 colors, just fucking bump up 1 more color and play a good deck. Time and round.
Sage of Fables and Shambles. They love this list. I don't know, man. It's 4 colors. Can't be that bad. It's Sands Black, though. You don't have tutors. What's the partner Sands Black? Dawnwaker Thrasios. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, maybe Omnath is kind of unplayable. Between Blue Pod, Dawnwaker, and Evolution, this is probably the worst Sands Black deck that's on the database that's left. But it's still a 4-color soup deck, so it's got to be good, you know? But I can definitely see the reason for it not being viable anymore. I mean, if you got rid of Bear Weaver and Opus Thief, then this deck probably should go too. But, Kian, what do you think?
All right. So, as much as Scorish likes this deck.
No, what do you think about Kevin's pick?
Oh, sure. I agree.
The podcast is in shambles.
Podcast is fucking
ruined. I don't know, I agree. Yeah, it's because, like, that they remove Sands Green, which is like the best color in Magic, and they still have Omnath. Come on. And if you're playing this deck, why not just play a Najeela, bro? Come on.
Unironically, what I was going to say.
Just play Najeela. All right, Kia, now you can talk about what deck you want to remove.
All right. So, as much as Scorch likes this deck, sorry, Dylan, but Thrasios and Yoshimaru. I feel that Bant as a color pie, just it just gets outpaced, like very frequently, and if you don't have any like disruptive elements like Derevi stacks or like any other Staxy elements, then you're just gonna lose to like the turbo decks and then the mid range decks will slowly outgrind you. This deck runs infinite mana combos with Kinnan and Devoted Swift. With it, with Thrasios, I don't know. I just feel like it's not as powerful as the other Bant lists on there.
I didn't even realize this deck was on the database, if I'm being honest.
Yeah, I didn't either, honestly. Yeah. So I'll go ahead and say my TNT list is a little slower, but it runs the same general idea of, you know, evolving into infinite mana combos with Thrasios and bada boom, bada bing.
Yeah, but right? you can have Thoracle Consult.
Shut the fuck up. Your time is over. Mute your motherfucking mic. Not having black is seriously a fucking crime against humanity in this format. And how goddamn dare you sacrifice such a cute dog? Fuck you, Dylan. I'm taking your MCL away. Adam, your turn.
Yeah, I mean, Thrasios Yoshi, I just didn't even think this was a deck, to be honest. I've never seen it played. I don't, even when I've played with Dylan, I've never seen it played. So like, I didn't,
man's don't even represent his own deck.
I don't know. I just like, it just seems like an odd list to me. Like you're playing Bant at this point, just play TNT.
Or if honestly, like I kind of hate to be like, just play TNT lol, but like, God damn, dude, Banta's so bad. It just has none of the good combos.
All the Bantecs, all the Bantecs are bad. Thrasios, Yoshi, Ishai, Thrasios, Derevi sucks. Chulain is bad. Uh-huh. They're all not good.
I think Chulain's the most playable out of them, just because it like is has a weird mid range plan. Anywho, I trust me, I would play Derevi if Bant were anything but fucking hot trash. I do not think that having a one mana Q commander makes your deck any better. So I'm actually with Kian, full sin, 5 out of 5, excellent opinion.
All right. Now, for my hot take on what deck do I think needs to be removed from the database. I think it's simple. I think it's easy. I think we all know what it is. Minsk is just unplayable. Something about the Hamter guy, you just, no, I'm kidding. That'd be a funny one, though. Our whole Discord would throw me into the
fire. You would die by the stake.
Yeah. Let me look at these. Let's just get Orvar out of here, okay? Orvar is just bad. I don't want to see it anymore. I hate the deck. It just makes a bunch of copies and never wins the game. So I'm just very not happy with it. I think that
coming around.
No, I just like, let's just like talk about what Orvar does. Does a bunch of niche copy stuff. It's in blue, so you have every counter spell. So all you do is prolong the game, and then you just lose later. So I'm just not a fan of Orvar. The best thing about Orvar is Spellstutter Sprite. Okay, because you can put a Spellstutter Sprite into play, and then continuously make copies of your Spellstutter Sprite at instant speed and counter every spell that's ever been cast. Because of the amount of Spellstutter Sprites you could put on the battlefield. Other than that, the deck fucking sucks. So that's I think that you can remove Orvar from the database, but I'll even go further. I'll name a few more decks that you can take off the database.
Bro, just breaks the rules.
Yep,
I'm breaking the rules.
I'm breaking all the rules. Ange Madness. That deck is ass. Get rid of Madness decks. It's the only Madness deck that exists, and it's just not that good. Grenzo Doomsday. Who's playing that anymore? Get that shit the fuck out of here. Rog Tevish fucking Prison. That deck is booty, okay? It's associated with, like, just being, like, it's the same thing. It prolongs the game. It never wins. I never see the Stax player win the game, okay? I'm coming at Connor. Yasharn, actually a good deck. We'll keep that one on the database. But what else?
I think your time is around. Mute him. Mute him. Okay, I'll agree with you. Orvar sucks balls. AJ's a bad Magic player. Every deck he plays sucks. So I'm with you. Orvar's fucking hot garbage. Imagine playing fucking monocolor. Imagine playing mono blue. Now imagine not playing a good fucking mono blue deck. Adam's 100% right for once. 0-3, big fan.
Yeah, I'm on the same boat. Orvar, while it has like cool shit, right? Because like Whims of Vorrath, bunch of changed text, target permanent, target shit. It's cute, but it's pretty bad.
Can we talk about some of these decks real quick? What is Animar?
No.
I don't think I've ever seen an Animar deck. Like
Animar, I think, does like infinite fucking mana and does.
Yeah, you just play Ancestral Statue and then
you bounce it over and over and like do some weird shit. It's a weird deck. It's Teemer.
Can we admit that Kamal Timna isn't a deck anymore?
I tried it. It's very bad.
What's that deck?
I literally, that's the Abzan
stuff. I've never heard of that deck before.
Yep, get it out of here.
I played it against you. It was bad. The only reason I'm playing Yasharn is because every fucking time I resolved Yasharn, I was like, yo, this deck's not that bad. And then I realized, I was like, wait a minute, it's just Yasharn that's good. And so that's why I played it.
Are people still playing Sidisi? Let's get that shit out of here, too. No more Sidisi.
Sidisi's okay.
Bruh.
It's okay.
What's this deck over here? It's called Blue Farm. I don't think I've ever heard of that shit.
Yeah,
get it out of
bad,
here.
Dude. Get it out
why,
of here.
Why would you play a farming deck with no green? What a fucking idiot.
Because Timna's a farmer?
Yeah, but you need green to grow the crops,
dude,
bro.
Don't even.
Anyway, our Feeding the Fish is trash. I would like to say, while we're here, Feeding the Fish, I have a fish. I recently got a foil. I've been trying to give this away, but all of our patrons are very unfunny. So I would attempt to give it away again. This time, I'll keep it on topic with our Feeding the Fish. Which one of us, I think we each had one deck we picked. I picked Omnath. Kian, you picked, which one was it?
Yoshi Tevish.
Okay.
And then
Adam picked Orvar. Go ahead and comment on our three picks in our patron chat. Tell us which one you think is best, and this fish here can be yours. You have until Wednesday.
Kevin's not going to send you guys the fish, so.
I will send you the fish. You just have to actually be funny or insightful this time and not just post dumb shit. I'm making fun of all of you. And I'll add on, I will sign this if you want, and I will write literally anything that doesn't have a slur word in it on this card for you. I do not care what that sentence is.
Kevin's fat left nutsack.
It can be anything. And I repeat anything that is not a blatant slur.
My name is Kevin Chu, and I suck toes.
That is legal, and I will write it on the card.
Can you, like, man. Dip your balls in...
no, stop.
Like,
stop
permanent marker, and then again, like, put it on there?
Yes.
All right, so we will move to the cleanup for this week's episode. So, again, we'd like to thank all of our high-tier patrons. Thank you to Dude, Usable Object, Senator Tom, Sora Flower, Scorish, Geos Justin, and Domino. Thank you guys for the support. The support from our patrons is what makes us here at Sad Nows continue to pump out this content. So thanks again for everything. For those of you that haven't already joined our Discord, what the fuck are you waiting for? Okay? I'm actually mad at you now. Okay? You've been producing this podcast for how long? You're not in the damn Discord. You can't talk to us. You can't chat with us. You just lurk on our content. Get the fuck in there. Okay? We pride ourselves on being one of the more active and positive communities despite...
I'll add a caveat to this. We have more Discord members than we do subscribers. Let's go.
We pride ourselves on being one of the more community-driven content groups, and we love the feedback that we get from our Sad Nows family. You can talk to us about episodes, get deck-building advice, or chat with us about our day, or shitpost about how I went 0-3 in the last Chaos Tournament. We are also at...
I went 0-3.
You went 0-3. Well, I went 0-3 in Mox Masters. You went 0-3 either. Basically, you can make fun of us for being bad at the game. We're also local to the Metro Milwaukee area, and we have channels specifically for local meetup games, tournament locations, and discussions regarding the local play groups. So we would love to have you there. And finally, whether you're listening on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else that podcasts are available, please like, subscribe, leave a comment, drop us a review, and share us with your friends. It really helps with growing our channel and gives us the ability to work with new people and reach new audiences. And with that, we'll end the episode here. So you guys have a great week, and we'll see you on the next one.
Peace.